Let's learn to
罗马书第十一章
Romans chapter 11。
我们再从三十三节一直念到三十六节。
Reading from verse 33 to 36, Romans 11。
罗马书第十一章，我们从三十三节念到三十六节。
Romans chapter 11, verse 33 to 36。
我们一同开声来读，一、二、三。身在上帝丰富的智慧和知识，他的判断何其难测，他的踪迹何其难寻，谁知道主的心，谁做过他的谋士呢？谁是先给了他，使他后来偿还呢？因为万有都是本于他，依靠他，归于他，愿荣耀归给他，直到永永远远。阿们。我们再次低头祷告。主啊，求你在这个聚会中间，把你人无法测度的智慧、丰富的奥秘，同你真理的知识向我们显明出来。所以求主你借着你启示使徒以及先知写下旧约与新约圣经的圣灵，今天引导你所造的思想，使我们被造的理性，因为你自己真理的光照，我们归回你测不透奥秘、你真理丰富的深处，好像我们的信仰有根有基，好像我们对你更透彻、更正确的认识，以至于我们的生活就回到你的面前来。所以你听我们的祷告，感谢你给我们这样的机会，可以探明你的奥秘，因为你愿意把自己启示出来，我们愿意在你的启示中间，这是我们知识的方向，这是我们整个生命的价值，这是我们信仰的根基。求主你用你自己儿子圣灵耶稣基督的能力，吩咐撒旦魔鬼离开这个地方，你不让他在我们中间的丝毫搅乱的工作。我们感谢赞美，也你赐福你无用的仆人，给讲的翻译的把你的真理传讲清楚，奉主耶稣基督的名求你，阿们。我们上个礼拜已经讲到33到35节。
Last week I expounded on verse 33 to 35.
当我回到 Jakarta 的时候
，When I went back to Jakarta，
我对我的太太说
，I told my wife，
你把过去我在 Jakarta 讲的这些这几段的东西，再把它复印出来给我看看。
Please zero up these few passages that I expounded in Jakarta。
后来我才发现
，Then I discovered，
单整三十六节我一共讲了一个月。
Even the verse 36 itself, I preach for a month.
有时我们用四次讲一节
，which means I use 4 sessions to preach only on this verse.
从今天开始
，from today onward,
我们的深入思想这一节伟大圣经的丰富。
In depth, we want to search for the richness of this verse.
保罗讲要从第一章到第十一章的32节。
Paul, he has preached from chapter 1 to chapter 11, verse 32.
系统地告诉我们人的罪以及神的救赎。
That is systematically, he tells us the sin of man and the salvation of God.
世人都犯了罪。
They all have sinned.
神是全世界人的罪。
Even the whole world sin.
犹太人的罪。
And the Jew sin.
外邦人的罪。
Even Gentile sin.
他都把全世界都放在罪的圈子里面。
Then he had put all men in the circle of sin.
这样上帝赐下无罪圣洁的耶稣下来。
Then God has given the sinners the holy Christ Jesus.
借着他的死，他的宝血。
Through his death, his blood.
使我们可以脱离撒旦的权势、黑暗的捆绑。
That we can save from the bondage and the darkness of Satan.
我们脱离神的怒气，脱离律法的咒诅。
And to escape from the curse and the wrath of God.
我们从死进到生的地步。
From death, we now come to life.
从污秽进到圣洁的地步。
And also from filthiness, we come to holiness.
从罪人进到成了神儿女的地步。
From the sinner, we come to the status of the children of God.
像你看三章、四章、五章、六章、七章、八章。
So you see the chapter 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8.
罪人怎么样改？变到最后，在圣灵引导之下
，How sinners have changed and under the guidance of Holy Spirit，
他成了神的儿女
，They become the children of God。
神的儿女被圣灵所引导
，And the children of God are guided by the Holy Spirit。
神的儿女有神的灵住在他的里面
，And also with the dwelling of Holy Spirit in them。
神的儿女顺服圣灵
，The children of God are obedient to His Spirit。
神的儿女有圣灵印证在他的心中
，And with the Holy Spirit confirming and sealing on them。
他去做一个随从圣灵的人
，And become one who are obedient to Holy Spirit。 guidance.
这个靠着基督
and through Christ Jesus,
在主的灵里面
in the spirit of God,
我们不但出死入生
not only we have moved from death to life,
有基督复活的大能
and with the power of resurrection of Christ,
我们不再被定罪
we're no more being crucified,
我们仰望永远的荣耀
and we face the glory of God,
我们在苦难中间
and in suffering,
在这个赤身露体
and also in nakedness,
刀剑
and also under swords,
危险
and also dangers,
凶杀
and also killing,
这样世界的泛滥的面前
and all the sufferings of the world,
我们不但靠着主得胜
not only through him where we told us,
我们得胜有余
but more than conquerors,
那么这样救恩不是单单救我们脱离将来的审判而已
so salvation is not to save us from the future judgment,
救恩也给我们足够的力量使我们在地上过一个得胜的生活
but it causes us to have enough strength to live a victorious life on earth,
我们得胜有余
is more than a conqueror we are,
这就是我们的生命进到更丰盛的地方
which means our life has gone into the richness,
耶稣基督从所有宗教的教主不同的地方
and the different crises and the founder of all religions,
他说我来是叫人的生命而且得的更丰盛
I come so they may have life and have more abundance,
科学是论知识的问题
science talk about knowledge,
这修是论智慧的问题
philosophy talk about wisdom
道德的论善恶的问题
and also the ethics talk about good and bad
宗教是论人与永世的问题
religion talk about man and eternity
但是耶稣基督救恩是论生死的问题
but Christ Jesus salvation talk about life and death
上帝爱世人甚至将他的独生子赐给他们
for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son to us
叫一切信他的不至灭亡反得永生
that whosoever believes in him will not perish but have eternal life
不是单单像宗教所讲的停止犯罪变成良善的人
not talking about we ceasing on sinning and then become a good man
叫人不至灭亡反得永生
but then you not perish but have eternal life
那么这样一个人在圣灵引导之下
then a person under the guidance of Holy Spirit
他过一个圣洁的生活
he lead a holy life
过一个丰盛的生活
with an abundant life
过一个得胜的生活
victorious life
过一个超然的生活
and a supernatural life
永远的盼望
and with eternal hope
有神的灵印证在他心里面
with the spirit of God sealing in them
当这些都讲完了以后
but after it's completed
九章第十章第十一章
in chapter 9, 10 and 11,
给我们看见上帝的旨意在历史中间怎样带出来
we see that how the will of God is being manifested in history
特别在第十一章的时候
especially in chapter 11,
我们看见神要叫外邦人因为犹太人拒绝神而变成蒙恩的人
God allows we Gentiles to see that because of turning away of Jews to the salvation they will become blessed
使这些野橄榄的枝子被接在原先蒙应许的神恩佑的子民的身上
so that this world all is but grafted to the root of promise and grace of God
将等于上帝以以色列人所立的约就归于土然了吗
does it mean that God has nullified the covenant he has made with the Jews
不是的神的拣选恩召同他的恩赐永远没有后悔
because the election the grace and also the calling of God is irrevocable
所以无论外邦无论犹太人
so whether Gentile whether Jews
反正蒙神拣选的人到最后都必得救
those elect finally they'll be saved
所以有外邦人得救的数目满足以后
so when the number of Gentiles all come in
神要使以色列全家得救
God wants to save the whole Israelites
那么这样你看见神的旨意的奥秘就这样安排
so you see the mystery of God's heavenly
整个历史都在神的计划的里面
the whole the history is in the plan of God
有谁有这样的智慧呢
who could have this wisdom
有谁明白这样深奥的知识呢
who can understand this profound wisdom
这样这个世界不是宇宙的孤儿
so we see that this universe is not the orphan
人类的历史不是没有方向
the history of mankind is not without direction
神已经把这一切都定了
but God has determined all this
所以这一位神才是真正的神
So this God is true God.
在以赛亚书里面给我们看见真神用这件事来挑战人。
The book of Isaiah see that this true God challenged us with this thing.
什么事呢
？What that?
就是他用他的智慧定了整个历史方向，才证明他是真神。
With his wisdom, he has ordained the future direction of history, and that proves that he's God.
以色列啊，你将哪一个神与我相比
？Israel, which God do you compare me with?
你以为我正将你们列国那些四周那些外邦所敬拜的神
？You think I am like the idols and the gods of Gentiles?
你要把什么神与我相比呢
？Which God you want to compare?
有什么神像我一样的从起初指明幕后的事
Which God is like me point to the end since the beginning
所以就从 Alpha 就指出 Omega Point 的这个方向的历史的主宰 才是真神。
So this God who is the love, he's pointing from Alpha to Omega.
今天许多人选神，好像选这一样的。
Today a lot of people choose God like choosing a profession.
许多人选神，好像一个没有负责任的男人随便选女孩子做妻子。
Like an irresponsible man who chose simply a woman to be wife.
我比较适合这个。
I'm suitable to this man.
我比较喜欢那个。
Or I like this person.
这是太过鲁莽。太过肤浅的一种决定。
The decision was so shallow.
上帝说
，God said,
你将什么神与我相比呢
？Which God will you compare me to？
你把假神与真神同排并列。
That you want to equalize the false God and true God？
你把创造者与被造的神等量齐观。
And also equalize the creator and the created things。
这惹动真神的怒气。
This only about to arouse the wrath of God。
你告诉以色列啊，你把什么神与我相比
？Israel, which God you compare me to？
有哪一个神像我
？Is there any God like me？
从起初。
From the beginning,
指明幕后的事。
I point things in the end.
这句话曾经使我受了很大的震惊。
I was so shaken by this statement.
差不多40年前
40 years ago,
我第一次注意到这节圣经。
The first time I paid attention to this verse,
我内心实实在在谦卑下来跪在神的面前。
In my heart, I humbled myself and kneeled before God.
主啊，我知道你是真神。
I said, Lord, you are true God.
因为真神是超乎时间的。
Because true God transcends time.
真神是超乎历史的。
True God transcend history.
为什么真神会超时间超历史？
Why is that true God transcend time and history?
因为他是时间的创造者，是历史的控制者。
Because he is the creator of time, he is a master of history.
创造时间的
the one who created time,
本身就不是时间的。
He himself is not time.
正像你做手表，你就不是手表。
Just like when you make a watch, you're not a watch.
你做衣服，你就不是衣服。
You make a cloth, you're not the cloth.
神创造自然，神就不是自然。
So when God created nature, He is not nature.
神创造时间与空间，神就超时间超空间。
So when God created time and space, He transcends time and space.
只有这位超时间超空间的上帝。
Only this God who transcends time and space.
他才能指挥历史的方向。
Then only He can make a direction of
history. 他才能控制历史的这个价值。
Then He can lord over the value of history.
他能指出历史终极点。
Then He can point to the ultimate point of time.
将来一个神与我相。
To which God did compare me to?
看哪、啊，
七，
我从起初指明幕后的事情。
From the beginning, I point what's going to happen in the end.
是一个真正明白圣经的人。
The one who truly understands the Bible.
是一个有福气的人。
The one who is blessed.
因为他一面看圣经，他知道人类现在走到哪里。
Because when he read the Bible, he know where men are heading today.
日光之下没有新事。
Because under the sun, there's no new thing.
神把最重要的事都起名在圣经。
God has revealed to us the most important thing in the Bible.
所以我们就这样的一位。神
such God that we have.
我们就神给我们这样的启示
God with this kind of revelation to us.
我们有这样的灵引导我们明白神给我们的启示
With this kind of spirit that leads us to understand this plan of God.
我们在这个历史的过程中
We're in the process of history.
我们就不是孤儿
Then we are not the orphan.
不是盲目的旅游者
We are not the one who wander.
我们不是没有人顾不知道到哪里去的那些人
We are not the one who go astray without caretakers.
感谢上帝
Praise God.
是神从起初
From the very beginning,
用他的丰富计划了这一切
With this very rich plan that he had,
虽然如此
Even though so,
我们能够完全明白这一切吗
Can we fully understand all this?
我们只能说主啊
We can only say Lord
我只能照着你所启示的明白一些
According to what I reviewed, I understand a little bit
照着圣灵引导的明白一些
According to the guidance of the Holy Spirit, I understand a little bit
这叫保罗所讲的
Like Paul said
我们现在如同对着镜子观看
I see we are facing the mirror today
所以模糊不清
It is not clear
直到我们与主面对面相见的时候
And day one day we see Lord face to face
一切都清楚
All things are clear
所以呢这一段的结束
So the ending of this passage
不但是第一章到第十一章的结束
Not only the conclusion of first chapter to 11th chapter
更是把我们带到一个对未来有更有把握的一个结束
All the more is the conclusion of something that brings us to the assurance of the future
这里保罗说身在上帝丰富的智慧和知识
Here Paul says such is the mystery of God's wisdom
他的判断何其难寻
His judgment is so unsearchable
他的终极 何其难测。
His path beyond tracing out.
谁知道主的心？
Who has known the mind of God?
谁做过他的谋士？
Or has been his counselor?
这里就是根本没有。
Would you know?
没有人能真正明白主的心到这么深度的。
No one could understand the mind of God so profoundly.
没有人真正知道他的旨意这么伟大的。
No one truly has known his mind to be so great.
有谁曾经为他做过参谋长？
Who has been his counselor?
谁曾经为上帝指点或者劝他样子怎么做的？
Who has been his advisor?
所以他才是智慧的源头。
Only he is the source of wisdom.
因为他自己是真理的本体。
Because he is the dignity of truth.
是谁先给他？
Who has given him first?
那边叫他偿还给他。
So they repair.
上个礼拜结束的那一段。
Last week the last passage.
我们特别提到奥古斯丁的恩典观。
We said the doctrine of grace of Augustine.
奥古斯丁的恩典观决定了整个全人类历史中间正确。对神恩典了解的神学。
The doctrine of grace of Augustine fixed also the true understanding of grace of theology since then.
一个没有正确恩典神学的教会。
But the church doesn't have a full right doctrine of the grace.
容易骄傲自大的教会。
It will be easy for them to be proud.
一个没有真正明白恩典的正确教训的基督徒。
Without fully understand the teaching of grace.
是一个不可能把荣耀归给上帝的基督徒。
A Christian is one the one cannot give the glory to God.
Theology of grace determines your spirituality.
恩典神学决定你的灵性。
Theology of grace.Determines your humility.
恩典神学决定的谦卑。
Theology of grace determines how you can glorify God.
恩典神学来决定一神荣耀神。
There is no other secret.
没有另外的秘诀。
No other reason.
没有另外的原因。
You can really understand how to glorify Him.
所以真正想要荣耀神。
How to preach His gospel.
怎样传他的福音。
How to give thanks to Him.
怎样向他感恩。
Except you truly understand exactly what is the meaning of.Grace of God.
除非你真正真正实实晓得什么是神的恩典。
所以呢，不是我先求，然后他赐恩。
So it's not that I ask for, then he give grace.
因为当你求的时候，已经证明他先把恩给你，你才会正求。
Because when you pray, that's not to prove that he's given the grace so they can pray.
不是你祷告他才拯救你。
Not that you pray, then he save you.
因为如果他没有先感动你，用正确的信仰祷告，你不能到他面前。
Because if he has not touched you with the prayer with the right faith, you cannot come back to him.
像神永远是主动。
So then God is always active.
是永远是以主权决定万有一切。
Always with the sovereignty to determine all things.
那么这一位是源头的。
This God who is the source,
他也是应当最后得到完全荣耀。
And also the one who deserves the final glory.
所以第33到第35节。
So verses 33 to 35.
终结了神永世的计划。
It concludes the plan of God in eternity.
36节再总结这一个总结。
So then this verse 36 concludes this conclusion.
所以36节是总结的总结。
So then verse 36 is the conclusion of conclusion.
单单思想，单单解释三十六节。
Just to expound this verse 36.
如果我要更详细，我需要四个钟头。
If I want to expound clearly, I need 4 hours.
我真的考虑在吉隆坡的这个解经，我要用两次或者用三次或者用四次来讲。
I was still wondering whether in clear I want to expound 2 or 3 or 4 times.
我心里正只求主给我讲清楚。
I just pray to God that I can expound clearly.
使我们可以真正了解。
So they can truly understand.
这个总结里面包含的意义是何等的伟大。
That was the meaning that is.This conclusion is so mighty.
这个总结的总结里面有九个字。
So in this conclusion, there are 9 words.
他这么讲的。
How did he say?
他说因为万有都是本于他，依靠他，归于他。
For from him and through him and to him are all things.
这个九个字是什么呢？
What are these 9 words?
本于他。
From him.
依靠他。
Through him.
归于他。
And to him.
大家说，本于他，依靠他。归于他，每主三个字用中文来讲。
And in the 3 words in Chinese.
本于他。
You are from him.
依靠他。
Through him.
归于他。
And to him.
这九个字在讲什么呢？
What does he say in this 9 words?
这九个字不是讲个人的事情。
Not talking about individual things.
乃是指一切的一切。
Within all things of all things.
就是在神之外所有的被造。
And that's all creation after beside God.
因为只有神是在被造界之外的创造者。
Because only God is a creator outside of all creatures.
所有的被 被造者都在神的本体之外的被造者。
So all the creation are outside the creator who is something beyond creation.
所以神不造是不在受造界里面。
So God is not in the realm of creation.
而受造界原是在神的旨意里面。
And the realm of creation is in the plan of God.
所以神如果没有创造的旨意，
If God doesn't have a will of creation,
就没有创造的行动。
Then there will be the action of creation.
神如果没有创造的行动，
If there's no action of creation from God,
就没有任何被造的存在。
Then there will not be existence of creation.
所以一切被造的存在，
So all the existence of creation,
是因为神定义创造，然后用他的恩典、他的能力，从他原意创造以后才存在。
It is because God has ordained to create, and with grace and wisdom He created, and all these things come into existence.
所有的被造，
So all the creation,
在神本体存在之外，因被造而产生出来的。
They exist outside subjectivity of the creation of God, and also because of this creation, they become existent.
像我如果用一个神学名词，
So using a theological term,
所以被造者是偶存的。
So this creation is a contingent existence.
那么只有神是永存的。
Only God is self-existing.
永存不是偶存。
So the eternal existing is a contingent
existence. 所以这个 in contingent and contingent.
So contingent and incontingent existence.
神的存在是永存的。
The existence of God is incontingent.
所以它不是偶存的。
So he is not a contingent existence.
被造的存在是偶存的。
So the existence of creation is contingent existence.
那个唐牧师，请你解释更清楚、更浅显一点，好不好
？Pastor Song, can you explain it more clearly?
举一个例子。
For instance,
神造这个以前
，before God created these things,
这个
this
不存在的。
Doesn't exist.
造了以后
，after it's created,
它就存在。
Yes, it is.
不造以前它不存在
creation,
它的存在不是永恒到永恒的存在
So its existence is not from eternity to eternity
它的存在因被造开始而存在
Its existence because of creation it begins to exist
它的不存在因为被造的不没有不朽性而变成朽坏
And also is non-exist
non-immortality.
Immortality is because of the non-existence. So it doesn't exist.
它如果不被造
if it's not being created,
它就不存在
it doesn't exist.
因为它被造能朽坏
because it created is corruptible.
所以它又能变成不存在
So it will also turn to non-existence.
从没有变成有
from nothing it comes to existence.
这个叫做创造
this is creation.
从有变成没有
from also something it becomes nothing.
这个叫做朽坏
this is corruptivity.
所以这个呢，这个 creatio ex nihilo.从没有创造变成有
So creation acts in hero
这是永存者创造偶存者才产生出来的
This is the existence of contingent because of creation from creator
第二
The second
当这被造的这个朽坏性把它的存在破坏掉的时候
When this corruptible nature destroys this existence
以后它就变成不存在了
Then it becomes non-existing
那么刚才那个存在是什么呢
And what is that existence before that
那是暂存性的存在
That's a temporary existence
那不是永存性的存在
And that's not eternal existence
我的存在是偶存的
My existence is contingent existence
它的存在是偶存的
His existence is also contingent existence
特别是我们的身体
And especially our body
六十年前我比你们年轻
60 years ago I was younger than you do
六十年以后你比我老哎
60 years later you were older than me
六十年前我只有两岁
And also 60 years ago I wasn't 2 years old
头发都生不出来
And I don't even have
牙齿刚刚几个
And also only a few tooth
是个小孩子
A baby
那么等我几年以后呢
After a few years
我死了
When I die
你们长得更完美了
So you become more perfect
那你的偶存
So your contingent
就代替我有偶存变成不存的这个过程
It replaced the process of making contingent become non-contingent non-existent
如果有一个人500岁
If one person will live 500 years
他呢住在别的地方
He is staying at a place
每50年到地球来看一下、so、再回去
Every 50 years he comes to visit the earth and then go back
50年就再来再回去
He comes 50 years later and go back
那他就会告诉你
Then he will tell you
每次来
Every time when he comes,
小孩子变成老人
the child become an old man,
没有存在的孩子现在跑出来
and the non-existent baby now exists,
下出来
the next time when he comes,
小孩子又变成老人
the child become an old man,
那些没有存在的从前的孩子现在跑出来
those are not existing now coming to existence,
所以这个世界替代替代替代替代
so there's a circle and circle,
偶存
contingent,
不存偶存不存偶存不存就神是永存
only God is a incontingent existence
那么那种 五百岁的老人根本不存在。
So that kind of people living for 100 years.
我们都是填满每一个时代的一些暂时的人物。
But we are a temporary person that only fill the gap of time.
只有神是永存的。
God is eternal one.
所以这样永存者不是靠偶存者而存在。
So the incontingent existing does not depend on the contingent existence.
The existence of the incontingent one is not depend on the existence of the contingent one.那么现在
Now,
偶存性的存在一定是依靠非偶存性的永存的存在。
The existence of a contingent one will depend on the existence of the incontingent one.
感谢上
Praise God.
所以当你明白这一个关系的时候
So when I understand this kind of relationship,
你就看这一节太伟大。
You see that this verse is so great.
万有
All things
都本于他
They all come from you.
依靠他
Through you
归向他
And to you
谁呀、啊
Who?
你呀、啊、
You
我
I
他
He
中国人
Chinese
外国人
The
人
business,
动
man,
动物
Animals
地球
The earth
星球
The star
太阳系
And the solar system
银河
And also the Milky Way
整个宇宙
The whole universe
万有
All things
所以这里讲的是什么呢
So what does it say
一切的一切
The summation of all things
所有存在的存在
The essence of all existence
都本于他
They all come from God
依靠他
They are all through him
归向他
They are all be back to him
所以这九个字呢
So all these nine words
就包括了所有最深的文化
It includes the deepest culture
最伟大的宗教
The greatest religion
所要探讨的一切的一切的最终极性的道理
In what they are the seek for the ultimate truth
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
My dear brothers and sisters
我们生下来的时候
When we are born
这世界本来就是这样的
This world is like that
好像一只蚂蚁跑进这个礼堂的时候
Just an ant when they enter this hall
它的礼堂本来就是这样
You see the hall is at one place
它走过去了以后呢
After it's passed through
礼堂还是这样
The hall is still at this
好它走了以后呢
After it passed
它的孙子跑进来了
And it's a grandchildren coming
他的礼堂是这样的
You see the hall is like this
走了
And it passed
away 还是这样的
And it's the same
像一只狗
Like a dog
生在吉隆坡的时候
Born in Kuala Lumpur
跑跑跑跑跑
And running and running
他看看 KLCC
And see KLCC
两个这么大的艺术鼠
And two big potatoes
升到天空去
And blow into heaven
他看了人家问他说
And people ask
狗啊狗啊那是什么
Doctor what's that
他说我不知道本来就是这样的
I don't know it's so
他不知道说呢二十年前没有那个东西。
It did not know that 20 years ago this doesn't exist.
三十年前没有 KL Tower.
30 years ago there was no KL City.
完全不知道。
He doesn't know.
他是偶存的嘛。
Because it's a contingent existence.
他知道。
He doesn't know.
但到他死的时候。
So when he died.
所以他生出来就有死了还有。
And when he was born, he was there. When he died, he was there.
所以用他的相对性来看。
So with relativeness.
啊，这个呢 KLCC 这两个 Twin Tower。是有存的，因为我生下来就有，我死以前还有。
KLCC in contingent existence because when I born, when I die, it's still there.
但你就知道了。
But you know,
从前没有的。
In the past, it wasn't there.
对不对呢
？Isn't it right?
我三十年前第一次到吉隆坡。
30 years ago, when I first came to Kuala Lumpur,
他就替我翻译。
I've interpreted for the Van Thong.
我们已经合作三十年，今年刚好三十。
We have cooperated for 30 years.
那个时候的吉隆坡又矮又难看。
At the time, Kuala Lumpur was ugly and was low in buildings.
最大的路叫做 Bukit Bintang.
Bukit Bintang Street was a bigger street.
那其他的路小小的。
And all the roads are small.
那么 Bukit Bintang 最高的旅馆叫做 Federal Hotel.
Federal Hotel was the highest high-rising tower.
能够住到里面，骄傲的不得了。现在住了，给人家看不起。
You look at today, you feel very proud, but today.
那个时候吉隆坡就是那样。
At the time, there was Kuala Lumpur.
哇，你经过三十年以后。
So after 3 years,
KL Tower 起来了。
KL Tower now coming to being.
Petronas.Twin Tower 起来
Petronas Twin Tower is there.
Petronas Philharmonic Hall 起来了
And Philharmonic Hall is there.
许多许多的 Renaissance Hotel, Legend Hotel, Palm Princess 都起来了
And many many hotel coming to being.
那你看你现在呢？这些东西存在了。
So you see all these things coming to existence.
本来不存在。
Actually, it was non-existing.
现在存在。
But now coming to existence.
而且呢
？And also,
有一个时候
，There was one time.
可能又不存在了。
It could also become non-existing.
纽约的。Twin Tower 存在不存在
New York Twin Tower is still existing?
不存在
No more
是吗
Isn't it so?
我亲眼看它建起来
Personally I see it to be built
亲眼看它倒下
With my own eyes I see it collapse
1973年
1973
我第一次到美国的时候
The first time when I went to New York
Twin Tower 刚刚建成
Twin Tower was just complete
去年
Last year
倒下去
It collapsed
那时候我在香港
I was in Hong Kong
看这个
Watching it on TV
今年
this year,
我到纽约去教书的时候
teach,
我特别跑到那个地方
and especially I went to Ground Zero,
从前最骄傲的商业大楼
and that was the proudest commercial building in
现在叫做 Ground Zero
that's called Ground Zero
Ground Zero because zero nothing
Ground Zero because there's nothing there
没有了那两座在哪里、啊、
Where are the two buildings
在脑里
in your mind
在照片里
in a picture
在卡片里
in also the
对不对
card
最糟糕的
the worst,
去年呢
last year,
在台北
in Taipei,
有一个餐厅
there was a restaurant,
从头设计
it remodeled,
设计完了以后
after it remodeled,
贴上所有纽约的照片
it paste all the pictures of New York,
刚刚订来
and just as the picture, order it,
这个 wallpaper,
wallpaper,
纽约的双楼
the Twin Towers of New York,
刚刚装上去那双楼就没有了
It just also fixed the wallpaper and that twin tower collapsed.
现在你进到那个餐厅看那个双楼。
So when you went to that restaurant, you see the twin tower.
是最新的。
It's the latest.
什么东西呢
？What's that?
是历史
，history.
是已经不存在的东西。
Not existing.
有什么好骄傲的
？What's that to be proud of?
你明白 contingency 吗
？So you understand contingency.
偶存性知道了。
Contingency.
一切的偶存。
The contingency of all things.
曾经存而以后又不存。
Yes, exist once, but not existing.
这个叫做偶存。
That's called contingent existence.
所以你现在看很漂亮。
So you see very handsome.
你们这些女孩子。
You ladies.
很漂亮。
Very beautiful.
四十年以后。
40 years later.
老太婆。
You'll be old ladies.
你们这些男孩子
so you as young man
很雄壮
handsome
50年以后呢
50 years later
老公公
you'll be old man
可能你是这样走
may you hunchback
可能这样走
may you hunchback
人家看了差一点吐苦水在你脸上
you want to speak on you want to see you
因为我们都是偶存
because we are contingent
是我们没有什么可以骄傲
nothing to be proud
那么呢万有
all things
都奔赴他
from him
依靠他
through him
归向他
and to him.
什么意思呢
What do you mean?
这句话归纳了所有宗教所有文化要了解的终极性的真理
This the statement wants to conclude the ultimate truth the religion and also philosophy you want to seek after
保罗就把九个字讲出来
Paul explained in only nine words
一切的一切
All things of all things
有源头
There's a source
一切一切的一切
For all things and all things,
有支柱
There is the support.
一切的一切
For all things and all things,
有归属
There is the belonging.
这不必再辩论了
You don't have to debate.
因为你的存在
Because your existence,
不是自由的
Not self-existing.
你的存在
Your existence,
也不是拥有的
It's not an incontingent one.
因为你的存在不是自由的
Because you are not self-existing.
所以你要问，那我从哪里来
So you ask, from where do I come from?
我今天怎么会在这里
How can I be here today?
是怎样继续维持我的存在
How can I continue to sustain my existence?
我以后到哪里去
In the future, where will I go?
我知道我的前人一个一个死了
I know that my predecessor one by one they pass away
死了就完了吗
Is it the end when they die?
是
Yes
死了就完了
You die and that's the end
为什么呢
Why?
因为你没有读过这一节
Because you have not read this verse
所以你就死了就完了
So your death is the end
最好死了就完了
It's better that you die and that's the end
死了就完了有好处吗有
If you die and that's the end is that good thing? Yes
你现在多借债又不必付嘛死了就完了
Because you can borrow more and don't pay the debt
死了就完了
If that's the end of death
现在一直犯罪反正死了就没有人审判
You can continue to sin because nobody will judge you after you die
死了就完了
If that's the end
给你很多犯罪的方便
It gives a convenience to sin
给你很多不必负责任的道德生活
And also a lot of irresponsible morality life
但是你内心深处有一个声音对你说死了不是完了
But deep in your heart there's a voice that says that death is not the end
所以这九个字包含的意义
So the meaning of these nine words
大到一个地步
is so great
整个宇宙跟这九个字都有关系
And the whole universe related to these nine words
小到一个地步
So small
你的个人一切的问题要从这九个字去了解
Even your own personal things should be understood through these nine words
万有
All things
是奔赴他
It's from him
是依靠他
Through him
是归附他
And to him.
愿一切荣耀归给他。
May all glory be to him.
Amen.
Amen.
一切荣耀归于他。
All glory be to him.
直到永永远远。
From eternity to eternity.
Amen.
Amen.
所以这个他是谁呢
？So who is that he?
就是永存者在偶存之上的那一位。
That's the incontingent words above all contingent.
感谢上帝。
Praise God.
这就是基督徒的信仰跟非基督徒信仰不同的地方。
And that's the difference of Christian faith and non-Christian faith.
基督徒看这周遭的世界。
When Christians see the world surrounding,
上看天，下看地。
Look to the heaven and to the earth.
宇宙万物对我什么意义
？And all things in the universe, what does it mean to me?
正像我刚才讲的。
Like what I said just now.
一只蚂蚁经过大厅，他说：“这本来就是这样，我不管，我要走到那边去。
”And then they come to the hall and say, "There, what it is?"
完全没有相关的这个觉悟。
There's no the meaning of connection with him.
No consciousness of relevancy.
并不能够想到它的切合性。
没有相关性的那一个觉悟。
And also don't have consciousness of this connection.
没有觉悟。
No consciousness.
很多人就这样过生活。
Many people live their life in this
manner. 今朝有酒今朝醉。
You'll be drunk today when you drink wine.
何时要死再来说。
Never mind that day tomorrow.
我不管我哪里来的。
I don't care where they come from.
我不管我哪里去。
I don't care where I go.
这样的人生呢。
This kind of life.
可变成非常不负责任犯大罪损害别人的这种生命。
It become a very irresponsible life that becoming Christians.
今天我们看世界越来越多这样的。
Today we see the world such.
美国是最安全的吗？
You know, America is the safest.
变成最惧怕。
But become the most trembling.
美国因为大家要保护自己的生命的安全。
Because people want to take care of their own life.
所以政府许可私人可以合法拥有手枪。
So the government legalized the ownership of guns.
现在美国的人口。
You know the population of America?
2,800,000人。
And a
280 million.
280 million.
的美国民间的手枪。
But then the pistol among people.
已经差不多有2亿支。
And more than a
200 million.
200 million.
再过20年以后
，Maybe 20 years later，
可能比人口的数目更多。
Maybe many folds according to the population。
这么多的手枪
，With this kind of pistol
在人的手里面
，In the hand of people，
如果10,000个人里面有一个神经病的
，If among 10,000 want to go mentally wrong，
那么呢，280 million 的人
，So 280 billion people。
里面呢就有多少神经病的人？
How many people？
对，所以变成最不安全的国家。
So become the most insecure world nation。
你的可怜吗
？So she's so pitiful。
因为人活在世界上
，Because when men live in the world，
如果没有这一节的了解
，If without understanding of this verse，
它会变得很可怕。
It become very fearsome。
比野兽更难估计
，Become very savage and impossible
to defend。
Could not be protected against
危害
and they will become a threat to life.
我要很严肃跟大家讨论这九个字。
So very solemnly I discuss with these nine words.
本于他
from him,
依靠他
through him,
归向他
and to him.
大家说，本于他，
依靠他，归于他。
我是本于他的吗
？I am from him, am I?
那他在我身上
，then upon me
有什么旨意？
What kind of will he has?
有什么计划？
What kind of plan he has?
我是依靠他的吗？
I'm through him.
今天他给我的力量，
the strength that I have from him,
支持我的存在，
to support my existence,
是为了什么？
For what?
我是归于他的吗？
Do I go back to him?
我有一天要站在他的面前。
One day would I stand before him?
我要怎样与他交战？
How would I be accountable to him?
这九个字，
All these nine words,
使你的一生第一次感到你是很神圣的存在。
Even for a whole life, one day you feel so holy with your existence.
你是很严肃的个人。
With such a sacred and solemn self.
这些东西构成你的信仰的时候。
So when all these things form your faith,
你绝对改变。
Absolutely, you will change.
你不会随便。
You will not live a casual life.
那亲爱的弟兄姊
妹 ，My dear brothers and sisters,
当我们要更深入研究这件事情
，Before we study in depth in this verse,
我先从这就与大家思想，今天有多少种对宇宙以及个人在整个时间过程中间的了解
？I want to discuss with you how many philosophies they understand the process of life.
自然论
，and naturalism.
无神论。
And also atheism.
他们的看法是什么呢？
What kind of view did I have?
就是一切本来就是这样的。
All this thing exists by itself.
是一切的一切自然产生。
All this thing exists naturally.
没有什么叫做神的。
You don't have anything
called God. 所以我们不要管宗教的问题。
Do not care about religion.
不要管神的问题。
Do not care about thing about God.
一切的一切本来就是这样。
Because everything is natural.
自然就是这样。
Naturally so.
所以这种观念慢慢在演化到一种 另外一种思想的时候。
So when this kind of evolves, this kind of thinking,
你问到的一切一切本来就是这样。
You ask him that thing, all these things naturally.
那么有没有变化的可能呢？
Is that a possible change?
他说有。
Oh yes, it's a possibility.
所以他的静止性的观念。
So with a static view,
就变成比较落后的观念。
It will be a backward view.
凡是比较有这个动性观的观念。
View of dynamic,
就变成比较和时代的观念。
Become a more contemporary one.
所以从古希腊到现在。
So from ancient Greek until today,
人的思想分成两种。
Man thinking can be divided into two.
在古希腊呢，有两种哲学。
In ancient Greek, there are two philosophy.
一种叫做 philosophy of being.
一个是这个过程的这个
being， 纯有。
纯有的是
第二种的 philosophy of becoming。
第二是这个过程变化的纯
在
哲学，
纯有哲学跟
so the philosophy of being
变化哲学
and philosophy of becoming
纯有哲学
and the philosophy of being
一切都是静止的
all things are static
所有变化的现象
and all phenomena of change
不过是外表
it is only a phenomenon
所以你看见一切都在变 其实没有什么变
actually there's some change
所变的是现象界
what they change is a phenomenal world
所不变的是本质界
What that doesn't change is a substance.
另外一种反抗。
And the second thing they go against it.
啊，你这样看法不对的。
Your view is wrong.
一切一切根本真正是在变化。
All things actually are becoming a change.
看起来没有变，那是现象不变。
It looks as if it doesn't change is a phenomenally non-changing.
其实本质是在改变。
Actually, in substance, it changes.
我举个例子
For instance,
你看啊，李牧师。
You see Pastor Lee.
你很好。
You're good.
明年啊，李牧师。
Next year, you see Pastor Lee.
为什么明年你还是记得他是李牧师
？Why is it that next year you see that he's still Pastor Lee?
如果明年他鼻子变成三倍长
，If next year his nose will change to threefold long，
你说李大象，
有些的
对不对？
哎，
你变了嘛？但他还是这样
，Why still the same？
所以你还叫李牧师？
所以是 Pastor Lee。
那到底他有没有变呢
？Is there any change in him？
你每天见他不变
，You see every day he doesn't change。
五年见
，Five years later
变了
，Oh you change，
是皮皱了一点
，Wrinkle now，
头发白了一点
，Gray now。
哎，现在这个呢，声音比过去小一点
，And the voice is softer now，
年纪大一点
，And older now，
所以。变是实质或者是现象。
So change is a substance or phenomenon.
啊，你说这样子，声音还是一样。
So the voice is the same.
他个性还是一样。
The personality is the same.
他翻译的力量还是一样。
And interpretation is the same.
他英文还是那么好。
English is the same.
而且他的神学这么好。
And theology is good.
所以呢，他是没有变的。
So there's no change.
变的就是面皮。
What the change is only about the face.
另外。
And also,
看一个桌子呢
，You see a table.
五年前看是这样
，Five years ago is the same.
五年后看还
，Five years later is the same.
所以你说没有变
，So no change.
当然你说五年前我在上面跳来跳去
，You say five years ago I was jumping up on that.
你再上面跳
，Now today you will jump up on
that. 你说五年来我都是七十五公斤吗
？You say 50 years later I'm still
57
kg. It's the same with the table.
这一次你一跳，砰，它马上跌下。
But then when you jump, you collapse.
为什么呢
？Why？
因为里面很多白蚂蚁是五年前没有的。
Because there are many white ants that are not there 5 years ago.
外面一样样
，so outwardly it's the same.
里面慢慢空空洞洞。
Inside there is emptiness.
你明白吗
？You see？
用共产主义的哲学
，using the philosophy of Marxism，
量变会影响变成质变。我不知道你读过没有
？Quantitative change will change to a qualitative change.
Quality change， is because of the quantity change.
质变会因为是量变，
因为量变会影响质变。
Quality change is because of quantity change。
所以希腊哲学呢
，So the Greek philosophy
就有两种
，There are two kinds，
存有不变的哲学
，and also the existence of being，
the being， philosophy of
philosophy of being，
还有另外一种的变化无穷的哲学
，philosophy of becoming。
所以的变化的哲学。
这里 philosophy of change
最重要的代表
，most important representative
Heraclitus
最
后的发展
，and the later development
是 Democritus
Democritus
马克思的博士论文就是写他的东西
，and Karl Marx this PhD dissertation is about him
认为一切都不变的
，and when you deem all things that doesn't change
最重要的就是 Zeno
the most important is Zeno
Parmenides 这些的人
，all these people
那共产主义走哪一条路线
，and the communist which part of the trend
共产主义很矛盾
，the communist is very paradoxical
他从现象来看
，from phenomena，
那你这世界是自然本来就是这样的。
This was by itself naturally。
但是呢
，but then，
从过程来说
，for the process，
世界一切都在变化中间。
All things are in change。
所以他们相信 Heraclitian school 的变化论。
So they believe in the school of change of Heraclitus。
就接受自然是自己生成的。
But then they accept that nature exists by itself。
所以世界哪里来的
？So where would the world come from？
本来就是这样的。
It exists by itself。
这是。 从古至今的 naturalism 自然的看法。
So is the view of naturalism from the ancient until now.
那么到了进化论在1859年开始的时候。
So in this 1859, it began the evolution.
他一方面接受一切的变化。
On the one hand, accept the changes.
一方面解释自然同生物的形成。
On the other hand, they interpret the process of things becoming.
所以呢
，So
一讲源头的时候
，So when talk about source,
共产主义就哑口无言了。
Communism has nothing to say.
世界哪里来的
？Where comes the world?、
不自然，本来就这样。
It's in my sound.
哪里来的
？Where does it come?、
不知道。
I don't know.
等到进化论一印出来的时候
，When evolution this book is being published,
马克思马上得到答案。
Thomas has a question, an answer.
我没有办法答的。大文替我答的。
Darwin an answer for me.
世界哪里来的
？Where comes the world?
从单细胞变化变成。最复杂的人的生命
from single cell become the complex life
怪不得1859年
so in 1859
这个大文写了这个物种起源 the original species 这本书有
when David has written the original species
第二年
the second year
1860年
in 1860
马克思在伦敦的大英博物馆里面看完这本书
Karl Marx also in the British Museum, he read through this book.
高兴得不得了。
He was so happy.
我找到答案了。
I found the answer.
快快写一封信。
Quickly wrote a letter.
给达尔文。
To Darwin.
谢谢你。
To thank you.
使我共产主义的理论。
That my theory of communism.
得到源头的支持。
Have a support for the source theory.
因为你的物种起源给我的支持。
Because your original species gave me the support.
所以我谢谢你。
So I thank you.
为了表示谢谢你。
In order to thank you.
我把我整套的资本论送给你
My this on capital I give it to you
来感激你给我的贡献
To thank you have a contribution to me
我的共产主义
So my capital my I'm sorry communism,
My communism 更有理论的基础
You had a theoretical basis
大文回信
Darwin replied
我不接受你送的东西
I don't accept your dedication
再过两年以后
And 2 years later
1862年
In 1862
大文写信给牛津大学的一个教授
Darwin wrote a letter to the professor in Oxford
他说什么呢
What did he say
他说 I'm sorry to tell you
我特别的这个抱歉
The theory of natural selection must be entirely grounded because until today even I myself do not have any proof to be the evidence of that theory
自然天性并没有真正的这个理论基础
我没有办法
I'm no way.
我自己没有证据。
I don't have a proof.
证明进化论是对的。
To prove that evolution is true.
那这些呢？你的老师都不告诉你，因为你老师也不懂，他也是随便听听就告诉你。
So your teacher never tell you all these things because he doesn't know himself.
当我17岁的时候
，When I was 17,
我的信仰十字路口挣扎痛苦。
I was at crossroads, struggling in my faith.
我要找很多很重要的书。
I want to read many important books.
一个一个弄清楚。
One by one, I want to study and be
clear. 确定我一生是不是为真理传道？或者是随便讲话。
So that I want to see whether in my whole life I preach for the truth or not.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
my dear brothers and sisters.
所以你看见呢
So you see,
这是那些反宗教的人。
Those anti-religion,
自然论
and naturalism,
无神论
and atheism,
进化论
and evolution,
他们对万有偶存性把它当作永存性的自我欺骗。
They deem this in contingent assistance from the contingent assistance.
第二种的理论
The second theory
是把宗教跟自然论配合起来叫做自然神论
They want to marry this nature and theory and that's called natural theology.
The combination of naturalism and religion. 这个叫做这个叫 deism 自然神论
That's called deism.
自然神论从什么时候开始
Deism when we begin
是从17世纪末后
At the end of 17th century,
18世纪开始
beginning of 18th century,
就在欧洲英国的一些地方有这样的事情
In Europe, in Great Britain, this kind of idea came about.
有的英国有一个很重要的人
And very important person
叫做 Herbert of Chambery.
And Herbert of Chambery,
这个 Herbert 这个人呢
Herbert, this person in UK,
他就提到一个理论
He mentioned about theory.
他说到底有没有神呢
Is that a God?
有
Oh yes.
神是谁呢
Who is God?
神创造
Create,
创造以后怎么样呢
after creation,
就放弃
then he, take it, put it away.
away 那么让这个被造的自然
so this created nature,
自生自灭
it acts by itself
所以一方面
on the one hand,
说自然自己自生自灭
that this nature exists by itself
另外一方面
on the other hand,
自然的源头是从神来
the source, it comes from God
所以现在呢无论你有没有深入研究
so whether you study in depth or not
或者你有没有仔细考察
or whether you study clearly
都在两种观念始终的一种
And in two ideas you fall into one
第一种的观念
First
什么都是自然的
Everything is just natural.
一切本来就是这样的。
And so everything is myself.
第二种观念。
The second.
这个本来这样经过变化。
And this is what exists changes.
变化的开始有一个开始就是神创造。
And the beginning of changes is because there is God who created.
那么神起初创造以后呢？
And after God has created.
他继续管吗？
Does he still interfere?
没有。
No.
他就放弃了。
He will discard away.
放弃又怎么样呢？
And what
就让这个自然界自生自灭。
So then the nature exists by itself.
那么从自生到自灭中间什么力量维持呢？
So from this natural existence until the end of
the world
does support it.
他把最先的力量放进去。
The first initial force placed in it.
他把最先的原理放进去。
The original principle is placed in it.
他把最原有的定力放进去。
The original law is placed in it.
然后
and then,
让他去动。
It doesn't care anymore.
动到不能动。
And until it die by itself.
他就死了。
Die by itself.
那叫做世界末日。
And that's the end of the world.
这种理论叫做自然神论。
And that's called deism.
18世纪。
18th century.
在英国发展。
In England developed.
也到了法国。
Kind of France.
也到了德国。
And Germany.
19世纪。
And this 19th century.
许多知识分子又不要信宗教，又不能不相信有上帝，所接受的理论就是。
Also, the theory accepted many intellectuals, they don't accept God, but yet they accept God as a creator.
你先说他信上帝吗？
You don't believe in God?
他说不。
No, they say no.
自然。
It exists by natural.
自然哪里来？
Welcome nature.
好了好了，神来的后来就自然。
It comes from God, later become a nature.
起先神来，后来就自然，不必神了。
Initially, it comes from God, but later it doesn't need God.
所以神就是那个曾经生了一大堆后来就死掉的老人家。
And God is that old man, he has given birth to many, and then he died himself.
那么这一大堆就生生息息，就生生生生杀杀杀杀死死死死生生，有自生自灭，这个叫做自然。
And that's the nature that exists by itself in the birth and not in death.
那么做这种生活呢？
So with this kind of life,
又不是无神论。
It is not atheistic.
又不必向神负责。
You don't need to be responsible to God.
很聪明哈。
It's intelligent.
啊，这是第二种方法。
The second way.
这叫自然神论。
That's called deism.
那维持的力量什么呢？
And what's the sustaining power?
叫做自然能、自然律。
Natural law, natural energy.
The natural energy and the natural law. 上帝像一个手表匠。
God is like a watchmaker.
做了手表以后
After he has made the watch,
把手表上链上到紧紧的
He has wound this watch.
所以手表开始 Tick tock tick tock tick tock tick tock 开一直走了
He moved and unwind.
你说有了走了
He moved and
怎么会走呢他自己走的
He has a natural energy.
没有一个小鬼在后面推的吗
No one who moved it
怎么会自己走呢
How can he exist move myself
里面隐藏的能
There's the energy
隐藏的规律
And the law in it
那个能跟规律的运行
And the moving and the operation of the energy
就是手表能动的原理
And that's why the watch can move
那动到什么时候呢
Until when
动到发条松了
Until it's unwind
Tick tock Tick tock Tick tock Tick就停了
And this fully unwind
那停了以后呢
After it seems
死了死了死了
It's dead
这个叫做世界末日
And that's the end of the world
那个叫做自然神论
And that's a natural deism
第二种的理论
The second theory
那第三种理论是
And that's the theory
就是真正正确的理论
And the true theory
保罗在这里讲的
Paul here say
本乎他
From him
依靠他
Through him
归于他
And to him
从哪里来
Where does it come from
从他开始
It begin from him.
怎么活下去？
And how would it sustain?
他维持的。
He sustain us.
以后怎么样？
And later on.
要向他负责的。
We'll be responsible to him.
这样严肃。
Such solemnly.
这样伟大。
Such great.
这样完美的思想。
Such perfect thought.
是神的启示。
It's the revelation of God.
所以我相信你们不要把基督教的信仰跟其他宗教随便相提并论的量齐观。
So do not just equalize Christianity and other religion.
因为就在这重要的关头里面。
Even this important key point.
交代了所有宗教没有办法讲清楚的事。
It's made accountable all things that religion cannot explain.
在孔子的思想里面。
At a confusion thought,
他就是要告诉我们人怎样做人。
He want to tell us how do we behave as men.
做爸爸的要怎样爱孩子。
Father, how do we love our children?
孩子要怎么样忠于父亲，孝敬父母。
Children, how to be filial to our parents.
做官员的要怎样对君王忠心。
Officer, how to be loyal to the king.
做人的君王要怎样处理臣宰的事。
And the king, how you deal with officers.
所以孔子的话，一生的教训。 中枢之道而已也。
So the whole teaching of this Confucian is only but to lawyer and also to forgive.
那么如果你说孔子啊，宇宙哪里来的
？So if you ask Confucian, where comes the universe?
他拉拉胡子，他说我唔知哦。
这个婆子是别人下的。
你问他说有世界末日怎么办呢
？Then what are going to happen at the end of the world?
他说我也唔晓得咯。
He said, I don't know.
我不知道。
I don't know.
所以孔子的思想不讨论这个的。
So the thinking of Confucian doesn't discuss.
那么你说这个世界宇宙怎么这样维持？
So how can the world be sustained?
这个力量哪里来？
Where comes the energy?
是不是神？
Is it from God?
为什么有一些乱的事情？
How come there are things?
有很奇怪的事情。
Some strange things happen.
孔子的子不以怪力乱神。
Confucius never talk about this thing with strange.
孔子的哲学。
So the philosophy of Confucius
是完全逃避宇宙观终极性的原因的哲学。
Totally avoid discussing about the cause of the ultimacy of the world.
完全没有讲。
Totally never discuss.
在他的思想里面只有两句话。
In his whole thinking, only two statements.
就是格物致知。
And to study things too when you're clear understand of relationship.
一个东西呢很严谨的研讨下去。
So when I study a thing well,
到最后你真正知道。
When you can truly know,
格物致知就是拉丁文的 skill。
There's a skill in Latin.
Skill 拉丁文到英文变成 science.
Skill in English called science.
那就是科学。
The science.
但是孔子的思想并没有产生中国伟大的科学。
But in the thinking of Confucius, it doesn't produce great science in China.
孔子的思想只有产生中国的伟大的伦理学。
Only about ethics.
为什么呢
？Why?
伦理学是很实际的。
Because ethics is pragmatic, practical.
我做人应当怎么样
？How do I behave?
夫妻怎么样
？And husband,
父子怎么样
？And
兄弟怎么样
？Brothers,
朋友怎么样
？And friends,
政府与人民之间关系怎么样
？And also the government and people, how will it relate?
这个你不能证明它到底应当怎样，是根据什么科学
？So you cannot prove on science how it must be in this kind of relationship.
因为正义。
Because righteousness,
良善
and also there's goodness,
爱心
and love,
没有秤可以量多少重的
There's no rule or measure that can measure how.
所以呢，整个伦理学在中国发展的时候
，So ethics when developed in China,
格物致知的科学在中国没有发展。
Science only studied in depth never developed in China.
中国不是没有科学家。
It's not because China has no scientists.
中国有很好的医学家。
Yes, we have very good scientists.
医学家
and
medical
officers
这个华佗
and 华佗
扁鹊
and 扁鹊
等等
and all these
中国也有李时珍
we have 李时珍
中国有一些的天文学家
and also the astrology
数算日历夜历
they come with the calendar
到了明朝末期才证明不是太准
when they come to the end of Ming it doesn't seem too accurate
耶稣会的宣教是证明出来他们算的中国的阴历是比中国的算得更准
Because the Jesuit proved that their solar calendar is better than the lunar calendar
所以严格说起来
So in a very strict sense
中国科学没有太大发展
And the Chinese don't have a much development in science
为什么呢
Why?
因为不明白这个话
Because they don't understand this
我们就在伦理中摸索
So in ethics we study proof
所以真正在科学上发展的国家
So a nation that truly developed in science
是接受圣经的国家
They want to accept the Bible
一定的
Surely,
而且不是回教
It is not the Islam
country, 不是印度教
not the Hindu country,
不是佛教
not the Buddhist country,
不是拉玛教
not the Rama,
不是非洲宗教
not the African religion,
不是波斯拜火教
not the Persian
佛教或者日本的神道教
or Shintoism in Japan
一定是在基督教的国家
Surely it must come from the Christian nation
这个再讲下去几个钟头讲不完
It took a few hours to explain on this
因为这个影响整个世界文化太大
Because it has so much influence in the world culture
你要追究到事物的根基的根源的时候
We have to search the source of things
你说我不知道
You say I don't know
我也不相信神
I don't believe in God
你就无穷在研究的清楚
Then the eternity will be searching
你派孩子去读书的时候
When you send the son to study
派去德国
Germany,
派去美国
America,
派去加拿大
or Canada,
派去澳洲
Australia,
派去英国
England,
有谁孩子高中毕业以后你要送他去 Morocco 的请去
Will you send him to Morocco?
送他去伊朗读书的
or Iran,
为什么呢
Why?
因为非基督教的国家
Because non-Christian nations
没有办法成为启发性领导性有严谨研究性探讨大自然根源的可能
There's no possibility for them to become a source of inspiration of the search of science.
你说我派我的孩子到日本，不拜一个别的国家。
He said, I send my children to Japan.
中国也现在起来了。
And China now arose.
怎么起来的
？How would it rise?
日本怎么发展的
？How would Japan
develop? 日本从明治维新开始。
And this Japan come from 明治维新。
中国从 这个耶稣会的教士到中国去。
China since the coming of Jesuit，
以后十九世纪广学会把西方最好的科学书翻译成中文，才刺激中国进步。
And we come to the 19th century, the Western missionary bring scientific book to them.
那为什么在基督教国家这些会发展
？How come in Christian nation this something develops？
因为对这个宇宙观的了解。
Because of the universe，
万有是本乎他。
All things are from him，
依靠他。
Through him，
归向他。
And to him。
我是本乎他
，I come from him，
依靠他
，I'm through him，
归向他
，I'll go back to him。
我以被造为我预备的万有中间
，and I stay in those things that created prepare for me。
只有神使我有探讨万有的知识同智慧。
Only God causes me to have this wisdom to study all things。
神就把他的智慧中的永能的神性放在大自然中间，使我虽然眼不能看见他，我借着所造之物不可推诿。
And also his nature, his deity, even though I cannot see, but to all these created things, I cannot deny.
这是罗马书第一章你已经看到了。
You already read in Romans chapter 1.
所以第一章保罗就告诉我。
In chapter 1, Paul says,
虽然我看不见上帝，
even though I cannot see God,
但是借着所造之物，
but through the creation,
你就不能推诿。
You cannot make excuses.
这样的普遍启示已经在大自然没有声音的向我讲出来。
So this general revelation in the nature without any voice is speaks to
me. 普遍启示的真理也没有声音的在你的这旧良心里面对你做了见证。
So the truth of general revelation without any voice is speak in your conscience.
所以当我的头向我心灵深处看进去的时候。
So when my head looks deep into my heart,
看见我这旧良心对我说，神造万有。你不知道吗
I see my intuition, my conscience say to me that God has created all things.
当我的眼睛看万有向外发射出去的
When my eye look at all things God created,
像奥古斯丁所说
like Augustine said,
鸟啊
Bird,
你为什么这样飞
How can you fly this in this manner?
鱼啊
Fish,
你怎么会这样游
How can it swim in this manner?
海啊
Sea,
你怎么会这样有规则的退潮涨潮
How do you have the tide?
云啊
And cloud?
是谁叫你把海水带到空中搬到内地下雨
Who caused you to draw the water to the heaven?
花草树木怎么这么漂亮的长起来
It's so beautiful with the plants and flowers
宇宙的一切怎么这样平衡氧气二氧化碳互相的应用
All things in the universe how can it so balance oxygen and carbon dioxide in such a balance
奥古斯丁说
Augustine say
他们都要连起来同声回答你说
They will come with one voice and tell you
是神把我们造成这样
God will create them in such
没有别的答案
No other answer
所以最后呢这些知识一定从基督教的国家产生
So finally all this knowledge would come from Christian nation
而且产生钻研到最深最细最精最入的地方
And also they will study in most in depth and also in details
前天
And a few days ago
我在外国
I was in
我看 Discovery Channel
I was watching Discovery Channel
我居然走了
I was about to move away
忽然间有很吸引人的节目所以我再停十分钟看看
Suddenly something that attracted me I stayed for 10 more minutes
他们在讲什么呢
What did they say
机器人
About the machine.
先做一个这个机器的这个动物。
And these are the either artificial machine the animals.
八只脚的。
And with eight legs.
会走路。
They can move.
走路就像昆虫一样。
Like this insect.
后来有的就做六个脚的。
And some make with six.
后来发现呢，最稳的是四个脚的。
So they find that four is the most stable.
最难的是两个脚的。
No, most difficult to make two.
所以上帝造人的这个复杂的程度。跟这个里面的智慧是最难最难的。
So the complexity God has made is the most difficult.
如果你叫老虎、叫狗、叫狮子，只用两个脚，它一定掉来掉去、跌来跌去。
So if you ask tiger and all these horses and walk with two legs, they will stumble.
人里面的平衡功能啊。
But the function of balancing in man
高超到一个地步。
Is so delicate.
所以当做机器人的时候。
So in machine man.
两个脚。里面的控制电流的应用同许多的枢纽的变化电脑工作的几十倍的困难
All the control mechanism is so complex with the computer
特别是什么呢
Especially
当两个脚的机器人要爬楼梯的时候
When the two-legged man want to go upstairs
一个一上来马上跌下去
They will fall back
所以他一上的时候 不会变的。
哎呀，
你看那个机器人那样难做，你才知道原来你早就比他厉害。
So when you see the machine man so difficult to create, you see that you're more complex than they do.
就脚一这样，手就这样。你走路的时候，右脚向前的时候，一定右手向后。你看，一定这样的，你不会这样，不可能的。
So even the moving with the hand and also the leg balance itself.
你讲话讲了一半，眉毛掉一掉啊，这个嘴巴翘一翘，这前面都是用千万个毛头来控制。
Even the facial expression is controlled by motors, millions of
them. 哎呀，我每次看这些的时候
，So every time I see all this,
我就记得这一句。
I remember this verse.
吩咐他
，from him,
依靠他
，to him,
归向他
，to him,
万有的存在
，and the existence of all things.
虽然是。偶存的
even the contingent
隐藏着永存者的智慧在
it is hidden the wisdom of eternal one
身在上帝丰富的知识和智慧
such mysterious is the wisdom
判断何其难取
it just makes so unsearchable
你的踪迹何其难测
and the path is so untraceable
谁知道你的心
who knows your mind
谁做过你的谋士
who has been your counselor
谁先给你
who has given you first
然后你后来再抢完账
him,
因为万有都是本乎你
for from him,
是依靠你
to him,
是归你
and to him all things,
也永远归给上帝
May glory be to you,
亲爱的弟兄
姊妹 My dear friends, sisters,
你看所有的宗教论到这些事的时候
You see, when all religions discuss on this
与圣经完全不一样
Totally different from the Bible
感谢上帝
Praise God
今天我已经开始这一届的第一堂了
I begin the first session on this、
verse. 下个礼拜我们再把它开展出来
And second, let's this one
你看从这些观念中间
So from this concept
基督徒得罪了一个最重要的人生哲学
Christian have a very important philosophy of life
那以后呢他一生一世呢
Then for his whole life
就成了一个不是没有方向的存在
You will be someone with direction
感谢上帝
Praise God
你从哪里来
Where would you come from
你到哪里去
Where would you go
你不能问共产主义
You cannot ask communism
你不能问毛泽东
You cannot ask 毛泽东
你不能问苏哈东
You cannot ask 苏哈东
你不能问任何一个世界上
You cannot ask anybody in the world
你也不能问孔子
You cannot ask Confucius
你不能问苏格拉底
You cannot ask Socrates
但你可以回到神
But you can come back to the Bible
因为创造你的上帝
Because God who created you
他从起初指明幕后的事
From the beginning he pointed to the end
所以他今天告诉你
So today he tell you
你是本乎神的
You are from him
你是依靠神
You are through him
有一天你要归向
And you are to him
请问
I want to ask.
你认识你自己吗
Do you know yourself?
你要怎样认识你
How would you know yourself?
你要从创造你的神那里认识你自己
From God who has created you, then only will know yourself.
因为唯有他是真正智慧的源头
Because only he is the source of wisdom.
他是真理的本体
And also the ontology of truth.
感谢上帝
Praise God.
我们大家站起来
Let us all rise.
我们再读这一节的圣经
We're going to read one more time this verse.
第三十六节
Verse 36.
我先读第三十三到三十五，你们读三十六节。身在上帝丰富的智慧和知识他的判断何其难测他的踪迹何其难寻谁知道主的心谁做过他的谋士呢谁是先给了他使他后来偿还呢因为万有都是本乎他依靠他归于他愿荣耀归给他直到永远阿门我们低头祷告我为今天